A political novice has claimed victory this evening in Florida's Democratic primary for governor.
At 5 o'clock this afternoon, or close thereby, I was notified by the Secretary of State of the state of Florida that I'd been certified as a Democratic candidate for governor.
An official tally gave Bill McBride an edge of more than 8,000 votes over former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno, but Reno is not yet conceding the race. NPR's Philip Davis joins us now from Miami. Philip, this is the latest twist in what has been a two-day wild ride. Does Bill McBride really have victory assured here?
Yes, there have been ups and downs. It's been a roller coaster. And as of late today, all the counties in the state had sent in their vote tallies to state election officials, and the state certified that McBride was leading by about 8,000 votes. But there's a big but here. There's still counting going on in Miami-Dade County, and that could affect his total. It's unlikely that he'll end up losing, but it could shrink it enough that perhaps there may be cause to call for a recount on the part of the Reno campaign.
Now, not so very long ago, Bill McBride was given very little chance of winning this Democratic primary. Remind us of his qualifications and who he is.
Yeah, it's been an incredible upward trajectory for Bill McBride. 6 or 8 months ago, his name recognition was in the low double digits. Hardly anyone in the state knew him. He has never held elective office. He is instead a very successful lawyer in Tampa, runs the largest law firm there. He's an ex-Marine, and he's well-connected politically. And as the year wore on, he became the consensus pick for the Democratic Party establishment as a person who could run well in all parts of the state, so from the northern conservative reaches in the panhandle down to the more liberal Democratic areas in Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
And what about Janet Reno? Just because Bill McBride is declaring victory, it doesn't mean that she's conceding defeat, does it?
Reno is not conceding defeat at this point. She's examining her options. They've already taken a look at some of the election returns in Miami-Dade County, and they've discovered at least 80 precincts where there were troubling signs of discrepancies. One precinct, for example, had zero votes. So they've sent a letter to the local election officials asking for a clarification of the vote totals, and they say they're not going to concede until they're satisfied that all votes have been counted. Once that happens, she has the option of perhaps challenging the election in court. But as it stands right now, McBride's margin of victory is large enough that the state would not call for an automatic recount.
Philip, at this point, I would imagine that senior members of the Democratic Party in Florida would like to see this whole thing draw to a conclusion as civilly as possible.
You're exactly right. And in fact, the theme of this campaign up until now has been Democratic unity, though there had been rumblings all along among Democratic officials that Janet Reno had too much baggage and had too many controversial decisions behind her to run well in the rest of the state. But all the Democrats want to see that all the votes are counted. And so no one is trying to stop the Reno campaign from asking for these clarifications. And even the Reno campaign, their lawyers and attorneys and supporters are promising that they're not going to launch a protracted and bitter legal battle reminiscent of the November 2000 election to see who won, because they insist that the primary goal, again, is beating the incumbent Governor Jeb Bush.
Thank you very much, Philip.
Thank you.
NPR's Philip Davis speaking to us from Miami.